Well, Tim, you got a chance to come to Florida Cattlemen's Convention, talk to some of the guys, and even a couple of guys that was around me, and I noticed that they were really listening to your program, didn't realize about a couple of the programs you have. You have great programs out there for cattlemen, unfortunately, to help them out during bad times.
You know, it's sad that we've got the good programs that the message hasn't got out. The secretary has worked hard to deliver the message. And as we start with this farm bill implementation, this is the first farm bill in my 32-year career with the agency that we've actually had some help for the cowman. And it's evident by the participation we've had and numbers of folks saying, I was short of my livestock this year, and these payments helped me turn a profit. The main thing we want people to understand, we want producers to come in and sign up, but we want consumers also to understand that it's all about supply and demand. If we keep the small rancher and farmers in business, that helps keep the groceries prices down at the grocery store for our average consumer. Not only that, but these folks do an outstanding job at food safety. The American consumer can really understand and appreciate and take solace in that USDA is working hard to make sure we have food safety on the table every day.
A lot of guys, when they see government programs, they think they don't have anything to do with this. But FSA, just like anything else, NRCS, what it may be, you're here to help these guys, to help them get through their times and provide the programs that can benefit their operation.
I got told the group just now, when someone stands in front of them and says, I'm from the government, I'm here to help, they kind of look at you with a funny look. But we consider at USDA a partnership with our farmers and our ranchers, providing the food in a safe, well manner that our American consumers will have on the dinner table every night. And we look at farm to fork, from the actual cultivation of the land all the way to feedstock and on our biomass and our beef cattle operations, to make sure we have them there next year and the year after and years to come.